The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Millennials, welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. We are joined for a little afternoon toast by my own mistake. We will get into it. Please welcome today's co-host, Sophia Franklin. Sophia with an F. Woo!
Woo! Hi, everyone. I'm back.
Yes.
Back okay. From the dead.
Let's talk about why we're here so late. And let's talk about how it's 100% my fault.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So you take it over. I mean, let me just say, I look like a wet dog. I'm soaking wet.
Yeah, we both got stuck in the St. Paddy's Day parade. It was probably like one of the lowest moments of my life trying to get to work today. And not being able to cross any streets and being stuck in the rain and wanting to literally die.
Having to beg a police officer to just, please, can I cross the street to get to my office, and them telling you to fuck off.
Yeah.
It's like, I never realized how privileged I am to be able to just cross the street.
It's humbling to be told, like, no, ma'am, you have to go all the way around.
Yes.
In the rain.
Yes. And there was a line, Claudia. Did I skip the line? 100%. There was a line of people
waiting. To
cross
the street.
It's just, I can't. No. I can't.
So I texted Sophia, like, we love you. Will you come back on the toast while Jackie's on maternity leave? She was so gracious. She said, yes, of course, no problem. And so I was like, great. 10:30. In my mind, that's what I said. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up this morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to see my favorite co-host. Mm-hmm. And I saw I have a message from you at 1 in the morning last night. You're like, did you say 1:30? Because your Google Calendar says 10:30, but you told me 1:30. I'm like, oh, Sophia, being crazy again. I was about to blame you. And then I scroll up and I realize I typed to you 1:30 because I'm a moron who doesn't know how to type and I never read and I just like send things off and then I go on with my life.
Right.
So we are here at 1:30 because I don't know how to type. You have been very flexible and I really appreciate it and I apologize.
The funny thing is when Claudia texted me, you actually did the same typo again.
Oh yeah.
That's how fucked up it is. Is then again you said, no, it's for 1:30.
Yeah, this morning
then you
I was
said,
like, no.
Asterisk, asterisk, whatever, 10:30. I'm like,
yeah, no, you're right. I did make the same mistake twice. So it's 1:30. Sophia got here. We're so grateful.
Thank you
and
so much.
Again, 100% my fault.
Well, I mean, not. I'm going to blame it on the parade, on the St. Paddy's Day parade.
100%.
Like, it's not on you. It's on them.
And it never is on me. That's really.
Never, that's the, ever, ever, ever.
That's
ever,
the lesson. Ever. So Sophia's joining me today. We're going to do the whole show with Sophia, which is so exciting because your last stint on this show was so well received. Mm-hmm. And like, look at us press girlies making press everywhere we go. Does that give you anxiety when you end up in the press?
Did we end up in the press or
we were in literally like all these magazines.
Wait, are you fucking with me?
No, I'm dead serious.
Claudia, I don't live on planet Earth.
You don't have like a Google alert for
I
your
live
name?
In no no.
You should. It's so exciting.
Really? Because I
we
think
were
that
in page
just...
six. We were in like Us magazine. Yeah.
Oh my what?
Bits of our interview were picked up because like we were making news.
Wait, also I'm about to fire my entire team and like PR and like where the hell are they?
No, nobody sent it to you. Like we were literally stars.
Okay, well I would love to see those articles. If I had Google alerts on for my name, the anxiety I would wake up with every morning,
right.
You like it. Yeah. You're kind of sick like that, Claudia. You kind of like it.
You want to know why? Because like if something bad is happening, like I need to know about it. Like I live in crisis mode permanently.
Oh, really?
It's
I'm
from
denial
my
mode.
It's from my trauma.
Okay. I'm denial mode.
Oh, that's how you cope?
I'm like, whatever. If I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
I guess that's fair.
You know?
But I see everything.
I can tell. I see that.
So much of your work is on your phone. Do you then, when you're done working, like, are you the type of person who's on their phone a lot or no?
Constantly on my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
We're being taunted by those bagpipes. Do you hear them?
Or is it
like a trauma trigger? Like, there aren't bagpipes.
No,
I'm just hearing them.
No, there are bagpipes. I just... Do they like go in circles
around
this building, just like 50 times in a row?
I'm gonna be trying to sleep tonight, and I'm gonna hear like.
Oh my god, guys! And we're not saying the parade is necessarily well.
No disrespect to the Irish. We're so proud of your heritage, but like, can you fuck off?
Also, it's fucking raining. Also, it's a Thursday. Yep. Also, it's the middle of the day.
The Irish are obviously, they can't be stopped. Like, even the rain won't stop their pride.
No. And directly in the center of Midtown.
It's insane.
Why don't we go just around
the city, the West Side Highway?
You know what? There's probably a reason that we don't understand, Claudia, so...
You are going to join me here today to talk about all things in pop culture. Are you, like, a big pop culture girly? Do you keep up?
Not huge, but I do like to like divulge here and there.
Are you a
well? It's not divulge. What the fuck is the word?
What
is the word?
Indulge.
Indulge.
Divulge like kind of works too. Like if you didn't say anything, I would have been like,
yeah, cool. I know. Fuck. Okay. Indulge.
And so this week, and actually like the last month has been like so Kardashian heavy, obviously because all like the Kim Kanye drama. Now there's more stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into this, I just need to know like where as a person, because last time we talked about pop culture, Housewives, like we were really extremely divided. Mm-hmm. I'm curious where you landed on the Kardashians. Like, are you a big Kardashian girly?
I love them. I don't watch them religiously, mm-hmm. but I actually really, really love them. I think they're genuinely funny.
Me too.
Watching the show, people try to shit on them so much. I think they're hilarious.
Same. And you're not one of those people who just like hates them to hate.
No. And they remind me of kind of my family, even though I don't have one sister, but just...
I see the similarities.
But just my mom and my aunts, mm-hmm. and you know, we're kind of like that and inappropriate. Are you and your sister
very similar? That's why we've always loved them, like the sister dynamic.
Totally.
Family first. You love that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. I love them.
I just wanted to make sure before we, you know, mm-hmm. set off that we're on the right foot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that we should jump in because I'm so excited to hear what Sophia has to say about all the juicy tidbits. Mm-hmm. And let's do it. Let's dive into the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Nailed it. Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Fuzzy. If you have a pet, then they're part of your family. And Fuzzy knows there's nothing that compares to coming home to a wiggle of a butt or waking up to soft purrs. And we want to keep our pets healthy and make them as happy as they make us. Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. I happen to use Fuzzy. I've used it before. They were a sponsor. My vet, Dr. Lisa, love you, shout out. Recommended them. It's so nice to have all that access on your fingertips. Like if you've ever woken up in the middle of the night and your dog ate your Vaseline and you didn't know what to do, having the app on your phone is just brings such peace of mind. From everyday questions to middle-of-the-night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers every pet parent needs. Through live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Fuzzy can answer your pet questions big and small. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/toast today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial and access to our exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/toast. That's yourfuzzy, yourfuzzy.com/toast, excuse me, for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized care. And today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the global leader in below-the-waist hygiene. They're turning men's shower dreams into their favorite routine with the all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle is designed to upgrade the everyday man's shower routine from head to toe. His skin, his hair, nails, balls, everything deserve it. Save big by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code TOAST. Ben is a big Manscaped user. Ben doesn't even have like a routine. So just to buy the Ultra Premium Collection, just everything he needs in one bin. It's not like that complicated because men aren't that smart. It has everything they need. Ben loves it. He's been using it for a while. The Elite Trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin, like testicles, keep him safe in the battlefield with its proprietary skin-safe technology. The new bundle will change his life, and you know what? It'll change yours as well. Get 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. Let's get the man in your life nice and clean with the new Manscaped Shower Trimmer. Okay, so let's dive into the stories. The first story is like changing the world as of yesterday. Kim Kardashian is going on Ellen, and some of the clips came out before her appearance actually airs. And she let us know that Pete Davidson got Kim Kardashian's name branded on his chest as a scar. So actually, don't even need to read the article. I literally know everything. So all these texts were released between Pete and Kanye, and Pete had sent a picture of himself to Kanye and is like, I'm in your wife's bed, ha ha ha. And so many people noticed that he had a tattoo on his chest of Kim, and people were freaking out, like, a tattoo, oh my God, such a big deal. Then Kim went on Ellen and actually said, it's not a tattoo, it's branded, like it's a scar.
I am at a loss for fucking words.
Yeah.
How does that go down? Does someone carve it into his skin? Is it like what you do to cows?
It's what you do to cows. It's like a really hot metal rod that I guess the metal spells out Kim.
So that's he's basically like, I can never cover this shit up ever.
Right.
Unless I turn it into like a square.
That's the point. It's like, you know, tattoos, technically they're permanent, but you know, he's had a million girlfriends. Ariana Grande got a tattoo of him. She had it removed. Technically tattoos are permanent, but for celebrities, they seem to be like kind of indispensable.
Right.
So this is like, you can't ever unbrand yourself. Like there are tattoo removals. There's not brand unremovals. Like,
No.
It's for life.
I think that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard, to be completely honest. I mean, would you want Ben doing that for you?
I would. I would. But that doesn't mean I think it's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like the idea of him having something permanent on himself. I do. But this is, like, psychotic, especially, you know, they met in October. Like, let's get some perspective.
That's the thing. And where is it on his chest?
Just like, very prominent, right here.
Right there.
Like, where my left breast is.
Okay, where your heart is.
Oh, right. Wow. Oh, wait, let me think. He was laying in the bed. It might have been his right, but the iPhone flips it.
Okay, so left whatever.
Left would make sense.
Regardless, I think that's so stupid. I like them as a couple, but like carving into your skin or burning it or whatever, come on.
It's animalistic. Like
we don't need to do, we don't.
But what do you think about them as a couple? Are you attracted to Pete Davidson?
I am not. I saw him a month ago, or maybe less than that. I was invited to this exclusive private Dave Chappelle.
You were? Thing.
Yes.
Where?
And
can you talk about it or no?
No, yeah. It was in the most random spot. I don't know where it was. It was in the basement of some restaurant.
In New York?
Yes, in New York. It wasn't like you couldn't buy tickets or anything.
Right.
Dave Chappelle performed and Pete Davidson performed.
Oh.
I spent the entire time looking for Kim. She was not there. I was very upset.
Yeah.
Pete... I didn't find him attractive. I also just want to say, I don't know if stand-up is his strong suit.
What?
I know.
It's his whole livelihood.
And that's coming from me. Maybe he was just having an off day. I also saw him live on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem that well. I mean, maybe he was going through something.
Wow, that's an extremely hot take.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
What was his set about? Was it about Kim?
I think he did make one joke about Kim. He was really just opening for Dave.
Right.
But yes, I saw him for a split second, not attracted to him.
Or his comedy.
Not in that way. Not in that setting.
I'm shook by this news.
Yeah, you've never thought that? I mean, do you like his stand-up?
I've never seen it, but I did see his Netflix special, which was like 40 minutes. It was really short. It felt very low energy, but it did feel like all this stuff with Ariana Grande had just happened and she was out writing songs and talking about him and he had never really said anything about it. So most of the special was, I think, him just addressing this major, it was like his first real, before that he was like a popular comedian, not like a major A-list celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he had to just like finally address it, and there were some really good jokes in it. It was good. It was fine. It wasn't like life-changing like some of the Chappelle stuff, but it was good. It was fine.
Right. And I mean, when I saw him, he's being, you know, harassed by Kanye West every single day.
Right.
So I'm sure his mental headspace, I mean, whatever it was, I wasn't that impressed. He's a thousand times better than I would ever be, so I don't know why the fuck I'm talking, but yes, I saw him a few weeks ago, not attracted to him.
Jackie loves to quote the great Jerry Seinfeld, comedy is more personal than food. Like, everyone has their really own tastes.
I love that take.
And then Jackie applies that like phrase to everything. Like, podcasting is more personal than comedy.
I'm using that anytime like something doesn't land, like someone says my episode is shit, like every single time.
No, it's actually like a really good piece of advice.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think the branding is definitely a unique choice.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to be a judgmental person. That's like one of my goals in my new life. Like, I really try to just like let people live their lives. And even though it's definitely not something I would ever do.
Right.
I'm happy for them.
There is something, there's a very sexy element to it. I have been talking to this guy recently and we just like hot and heavy just right off the bat. He already has tattoos. He said he wanted to get Sophia tattooed across his thigh so I can like see it while we're like, you know,
making love.
And it's a, I'm scared and I told him not to, but at the same time, I'm like, please go do it. That's a turn on. That is so sexy. I want you.
You like are that girl though. Like I could just see you being that girl who makes like millions of men get tattoos of your name on them. And they're going to spell it as F-O-F-I-A.
No, it's actually F-O-P-H-I-A is how my therapist fucking Phobia. Wrote to me one time.
Oh my God. That is beyond funny. What's the craziest? Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Are you against them or?
I think on men, okay, I'm going to get in a lot of shit. I think on men, they're sexy. I do think that there can be a trashy element, like depending on the tattoo. I like them a little bit less on women. Again, I think there are some that I find attractive mm-hmm. and think are hot. I don't know. For me, I wouldn't necessarily want to be walking down the aisle in a wedding dress and, you know, yeah. have a tattoo showing.
I think that's the sentiment a lot of people share.
Yeah.
I've never had to think about getting one because it's against my religion.
Oh, okay.
It is. Like, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
You're Orthodox Jewish?
Yeah, well, it's for all Jews. Like, you really can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have a tattoo.
Okay, well, I'm Jewish, so I guess I absolutely should.
You are?
Yes.
Did we cover this last time or no?
I don't think so.
Tell me. Oh my God, life-changing. Happy Purim. Tell me. Happy Purim to all of our Jewish listeners. Tell me some about your Jewish heritage.
It's bizarre. It's okay. Very, very bizarre. So I'm Jewish on my mom's side.
Which is how it's passed down. It's a matrimonial thing. If your mom is Jewish and your dad is not, you are technically Jewish. If your dad is Jewish and your mom is not, you are technically not.
Yes. Okay. So there you go. My grandma was born in Argentina, but she migrated there from Ukraine, raised very, very Jewish, moved from Argentina. There's a lot of Jewish people in Argentina. Mm-hmm. Moved from Argentina to Utah, where I'm from.
Similar.
Just a little swerve. I think I was one of five Jewish people there.
Oh my God, of course.
But she then met my grandpa and decided to convert to Mormonism.
Oh, no way.
A little flip on that.
Were you raised Mormon?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
Yes. And it fucked with my psyche. And that's why I talk about sex. And I'm, you know, kind of crazy, I think. I'm not going to lie. But I also went to private Catholic school.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just fucked up in all different ways. But
when did you stop practicing Mormonism?
I never really did. Oh. But that doesn't change the fact that my mom is, you know, there's like a lot of people feel very in suppressed your life. Yeah. And all yeah. of that shit. But I think, you know, for my grandma, she practices Mormonism, but she considers herself Jewish and she's still, you know, we celebrate Hanukkah and all of those things.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a multicultural queen.
Yeah. You're ethnically Jewish.
Right. You know? So you can convert, but your blood is still Jewish.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I'm learning so much about Fofija.
Ashkenazi. Hi.
Ashkenazi. Me too. Oh, you should come over for Shabbat.
Wait. I really, really want to. I've only been to a few and I would love that.
And if you do it right, they could be so fun. Like you just get lit and eat everything in sight.
Okay. Are you going to invite me to the next one?
I would love to.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. I cannot believe Fofija is a Jewish queen. That just like changes everything. Okay, so you don't have any tattoos. That's zero. Where we started.
Zero. Maybe that's where it came from.
But you talking about Utah reminds me you just moved to New York.
I've been here for a week.
How is it?
Incredible, horrifying, amazing, terrifying, all over all the place. It feels really, really good to be back. I forgot just how much of a shit show it is. I mean, I had a car.
Right.
I didn't have to get a certificate of insurance and be approved by 27 people.
To get a couch. Yeah.
You know, just those types of things.
Of course.
And plus, I have no furniture in my apartment, so I'm really living in squalor.
The first few weeks, now actually because of COVID and furniture delays are like months, the first few weeks / months in a new apartment where like you're on the mattress on the floor, you don't have blinds, is so dark. Literally.
Very.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Horrible. Well, I'm so happy you're here.
Well, thank you so much. By the way, I'm having the best time ever. I'm never leaving. I love it here so much. But also, you have to like realize, I just went from living with my family and my boyfriend mm-hmm. in the same house mm-hmm. to living completely alone. So 2 years with mom, brother, boyfriend.
A million people.
Roommates before that, and now living alone.
Do you like living alone?
I love it. I have realized there are certain, I find myself doing certain things like, oh, it's really silent in here. I guess I should turn the TV on.
For background music.
Yeah, like there's little things like that. And it's like, wait, it feels a little bit empty. I think I need to call someone like right now. You know, shit like that.
But are you the type of person who likes being alone? Like I am terrified of the dark. I've never lived by myself. Like I think it takes a really secure and independent type of person to be able to like flourish on their own.
Well, I'm that bitch.
Yes.
Because I do really, really like it.
You do. Especially, I guess, coming from like a little bit of chaos when there's so many people in your house before.
Yes. Also, though, I have spent the last week, like from the day I touched down till probably yesterday, just going out, drinking, partying.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I've been going out a lot. And
where are Sophia's favorite places to go out in New York?
Well, let's see. Where did I go? I've been to Socialista quite a bit. Fun. I went to Zero Bond.
Fun.
I wanted to talk to you about that because sure. I know you're a member.
Yes.
Gorgeous inside.
Stunning. Good food. Great vibes. Great
good
people.
Food?
Yeah.
Okay, can you go there during the day or no?
Yeah, I've never been, but you can. I think it's like, because it's I think people like to work there, have meetings.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of want to get a membership.
You can definitely like work from there. I'm a huge fan of Zero Bond. I hope they open more locations in different cities.
Yeah, gorgeous inside. Mm-hmm. Where else have I been? Just really all over the place.
Do you have a lot of friends in New York?
Yes, I do. Not... I feel like my friends are spread mm-hmm. out throughout the U.S.
You're and a lot of them. Continental queen.
Yes, thank you so much. But they pop in and out. I wouldn't say I have so many fucking friends here, but like I have a good core group.
It's all that matters.
And I'm meeting people just rapidly. Good. You know?
And it's just great for the podcast. Like you're building your business. So many people come in and out of New York. So many people live here who have podcasts. It must be easier for you now to have in-person guests and stuff.
That was one of the biggest reasons that I was like, I need to get out of Utah and go to New York because what type of collaborations am I doing in Utah?
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Rachel Parcell.
I was just going to say, Rachel Parcell. Do you stan Rachel Parcell? We're obsessed with her here.
Yes, I do.
What?
No.
I don't want to hear anything bad. I'm obsessed with Rachel Parcell.
I am obsessed with her. I was going to just spill a little tea that's not even bad about her, but then I was like, that's tea and I don't want to be that bitch. But
yeah, no, I usually want to hear tea, but not from...
No. Her style is amazing.
Her home.
I was on the same cheerleading team as her.
Shut up.
I used to stare at her all day long and be like, oh, she's a goddess.
For those who don't know, Rach Parcell is a really, really big Instagram fashion icon queen. She's like one of those. She's the original and the biggest like Mormon blogger.
Yes.
Her content is so premium. Her kids are so cute. She has her own line of clothing. I love her.
I do love her too. Have you seen her clothes in Nordstrom? It's amazing.
I have. Every time she wears her Sunday best to church, I'm like, gotta go to church.
Yeah, right.
I never bought anything because I would never wear a dress like that in my life unless I was going to church and I'm Jewish and like I barely go to synagogue.
Right.
So
exactly.
What there will be an event in my life one day that requires a Rach Parcell dress and I will be purchasing it.
Okay, and you need to tell me and I want to see it. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I were to do a collab in Utah, it would be with a mommy blogger mm-hmm. or, you know,
a Real Housewife.
Yeah. And that's not really my brand.
No, it's more my brand, actually.
It really is. So I had to move back here.
Yeah. No, I'm so glad you're here.
Right.
And you've got a friend
Thank
in
you.
Me.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
what did you say?
And you've got a friend in me.
Oh, my God. I thought you said you unfriended me.
No, you better not.
Like, what are you talking not? About? Okay.
Okay, that was quite a tangent, but back to the Kardashians. The second story is about Kanye West. He's been suspended from Instagram for 24 hours after a Trevor Noah attack. Oh, man, I'm so, like, well-read on these stories today. I don't even need to read the articles. Let me tell you what happened. Trevor Noah did this actually quite beautiful segment on his show. Talking about how he grew up in an abusive home from the ages of 9 to 16, and what a lot of people, and it's actually very similar to something I said on the show, okay. What a lot of people aren't talking about with this Kim and Kanye stuff is like what Kanye is doing, it's like, yeah, we're all consuming it, it's like funny, haha, but it's abuse, and it's harassment, and it's not letting an ex of yours go and just berating them. And this happens to millions of women who don't have the security and the money that Kim Kardashian has. And that's why when people are always like to abusive women, like, why didn't you leave? It's like, well, look what happens when someone does leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really said a lot of very profound things in defense of Kim and just like defending women. And Kanye obviously didn't like it. And he posted, you know, a bunch of shit on his Instagram. And one of the things he posted was very inappropriate. And in the caption, I think it was 4 or 5 times, he referred to Trevor Noah as a racial slur, the K word, which...
Wow.
Was beyond. And Meta, which is a company that owns Instagram and Facebook, disabled his account for 24 hours. He's unable to comment, send messages, or post for 24 hours. And they also said that if Kanye continues to violate the policies, the company will take additional steps. So I just feel like this is Instagram out here doing the bare minimum. Like,
the bare minimum.
24 hours.
This should have happened a long time ago.
Right, and it had to get to this place.
Right.
It's like...
insanity.
No, like, our account was literally taken down for 2 months and, like, like, we did nothing wrong. But, like... someone's out here publicly harassing, stalking, being super abusive, and like 24 hours is all we get?
What? Why do you think they do that? Do you think they do that because people say, oh my gosh, Kanye's saying this on Instagram and they're getting, you know, clicks?
No, or I what? Think that like they have a terms and conditions and technically
that are bullshit.
That are bullshit. But technically what Kanye's been doing up until this point, and that's exactly what Trevor Noah said, it's not illegal what he's doing, so he can't be arrested. And it doesn't necessarily violate their terms and policies, but calling someone a racial slur does because they have a policy against hate speech.
I see.
So it's but like, it's bullshit.
But it's still bullshit because, I mean, I've gotten in trouble for saying, oh my gosh, I was trying to look for Molly. Like I posted a picture and I said I was looking for Molly. It was from 5 years ago. I was sitting in my cubicle when I was working in finance. And I got taken off Instagram for a few days.
What did you do in finance?
I the bottom of the barrel roll. I always say I worked in finance.
Right.
And people are like, oh my Goldman God. Sachs. But really, I worked for a team of financial advisors. Hated it. But
that's impressive.
I mean, getting your foot in the door was impressive. I was trying to study.
Right.
I was trying to study for my Series 7, but.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Okay, cool. Gotta get me a Series 7. Sounds like a Mercedes.
It does.
S-Class Series 7.
It totally does, but I'm really happy Kanye was taken off.
Me too.
Also,
it's been such a peaceful 24 hours.
Right? Also, Instagram has no right to diagnose anyone, but it's, you know, it's widely known that there's...
he struggles.
Yeah, and so I think it's just the right thing to do.
I agree, and... I'd say this every day. It's like, it's our job to come on here and report what happened. And obviously every day for the last month, there's been some update with Kanye, and I know people are tired of hearing it and I'm tired of reporting on it, but I just feel like there's so many people consuming this and like living for it. Like, oh my God, the gossip. And it's not like, it's really sad. And like, if you applied this situation to people who are not Kim and Kanye, who don't have millions of dollars, who don't have security, like it's heartbreaking. Like, and I'm sure everyone knows, you know, they either grew up in a home that went through something similar. They have a friend who's like, it's not fucking funny. And it's really annoying. No. And like, honestly, Ben keeps asking me to watch part 2 and part 3 of the Kanye documentary. And we watched the first part and I thought it was amazing. But I'm just so annoyed. Like, I'm so annoyed with Kanye. Like, I just need a break.
Yes. And I actually talked about this on my podcast as well. It's fucked up what Kanye's doing. At the same time, we know he's struggling. So it's hard to be totally angry at him. But what he's doing to Kim... people find it just kind of funny and oh my God, and it doesn't really affect her. She's rich, but it's abuse what he's doing.
No matter how much money you have, it's actually crazy to see you. And this is exactly what Trevor Noah said. You could be the most powerful woman in the world. Kim Kardashian is the most famous woman in the world. And even she's not, we're all equal. Like she's going through this like a million other people do.
Yes. And how terrifying that someone who you had kids with and very personal, intimate life with.
Knows everything
and at any moment will say something that could hurt you or your family.
It's every woman's worst nightmare.
It is. It really, really is.
And so I'm just like so over Kanye and like I need him to just get himself together. And I forget who said this, but I read it somewhere. It's like, you know, struggling with mental health is no excuse for this.
Yeah.
Because it's abuse.
No, it is. Can I just say a side note?
Please.
I saw Trevor Noah like... 4 months ago.
Okay. Oh, wait.
So hot.
Okay. That's so funny. Me and Jackie have a Trevor Noah story too. We saw him at brunch once and it was like a buffet brunch at Soho House. And we were like, obviously like dying.
Uh-huh.
And he got up to go to the like buffet and we were just shook at the size of his tushy. Like he has like a really good, like juicy ass. Like I'll never forget. Like that's my fun fact about Trevor Noah. Like he's always sitting at the desk at the Daily Show. So you don't see his tuchus, but his tuchus is like actually like really juicy.
That is fucking amazing.
Do you know Minka Kelly?
Yes.
Do people tell you you look like her?
Wait, did we have this conversation? I'm in the Twilight Zone.
I'm the queen of repeating things.
Me too. I think we maybe have this. No. Someone else told me that.
Well, I was going to ask. Oh my God. You were on Dumois Green Room.
And she said the same thing.
Who do people tell you you look like?
Jessica Alba.
Oh, you do.
But I do have one of those faces where I think people think I look like everyone. I will have people say, oh, I know you from somewhere and I've never met them in my entire life. Yeah. Chameleon. I just look like I look like everyone.
Yeah, somehow. But you actually really do look like Minka Kelly, which is such a compliment because she is like the most beautiful girl stunning. In the world.
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever told me.
Yeah, I get told I look like Snooki. So like we're just like not. Shut on this. We're
just no, like, you do not.
No, I know I don't. But we're just like the people really tell me I look like Ricky Lake, who's 65 years old.
I don't know who that is.
Right. Beanie Feldstein and Snooki. And I'm sitting here with Minka Kelly / Jessica Alba. And it just ain't right. Please. It ain't right,
please.
Honestly, I don't wait.
I've also
on the show
been
anymore.
Told I look like Steve Buscemi.
What?
Which I kind of do in this weird way, Claudia. I'm not kidding. I'm crying. The eyes, like the bat, like there's something Steve Buscemi-ish there. I've been told I look like people that are, you know.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said. Mm-hmm. You do not look like Steve Buscemi. You do look like Jessica Alba. Don't be a Steve. Be a Jessica, okay?
Okay, I will.
Actually, be a Sophia. No, be a Fofia. we're going to keep going with the stories, and the rest of the show is brought to you by Jenny Kane. I know you love Jenny Kane. We talked about that the last time we were here, the sweaters. Mm-hmm, but today we're talking about Jenny Kane Home. Perfect for your new apartment. Mm-hmm. Jenny Kane Home creates California-inspired classics for any room or mood. Grounded in natural textures and inviting neutrals, they are the pieces you'll love coming home to. So their Pacific bed, which comes in linen and bounce, has the perfect bounce. You want it to be elevated yet enduring and able to evolve with any design choice. And that's where the Pacific bed comes in. With classic colors like ivory and charcoal and timeless fabrics that work with any bedroom style, the Pacific bed is a piece you'll have for years to come. It's available in natural linen, ivory linen, charcoal, and the ivory wool bounce. Check out Jenny Kane Home. You love her sweaters, and now you got to check out her bed. It's really everything of the sort because everything Jenny touches is just like stunning and rich. Okay, moving on. Let's back out of the Kardashians, but Kim was just on Ellen, and Ellen is entering like her final era of television dumb after like torturing us for so many years.
I didn't even know she was on television still.
Well, you know, she was like canceled for being
evil.
Of course. And then she came back and like addressed it a little bit, but now I think she's just like hoping we all forget. Mm-hmm. And we haven't forgotten, but she is ending her show. And she's giving her staff, quote, millions of dollars in bonuses as the show ends.
Stop. So hush money.
Literally. Ellen is handing out, quote, millions of dollars in bonuses to her staffers, the Post can exclusively reveal. The final episode of the Ellen DeGeneres Show is set to air May 26, with a source telling the Post on Wednesday that Ellen and the production company Warner Brothers worked together to make sure every person was taken care of. The exact seven-figure sum that will be distributed to the staffers was not disclosed, but the source declared it was not even a question for Ellen to cover bonuses. It was very important to her. The insider added that the host has been incredibly generous to employees since the show began back in 2003 after putting them all through hell in a toxic workplace.
Can you imagine your boss making you cry, go home and cry every single day for 2 years, mm-hmm. and then being like, here's a few thousand bucks?
Well, imagine if she says millions of dollars in bonuses, which probably means how many people do you think work for her?
And a shit ton.
Like maybe 50 to 100. Do you think that's fair?
Fair.
Camera guys, producers, right. PAs.
I mean, I would take the money, but...
No, obviously. I would take the money and then write a tell-all book, but I'm sure the money comes with some sort of NDA, honestly.
Oh,
I hate
wow.
to be so negative because I do want to believe Ellen's a good person. Like, she has changed millions of lives on that show, but it's easy to be nice to everyone when you're on TV. It's when the cameras are off. Are you nice to people? No.
I think, you know what? When they're... are a certain amount of people that come out
and say
you can't deny it anymore.
You're dead, roll over.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is the craziest thing. I was shopping for a couch, right? Mm-hmm. This was yesterday.
I saw your Instagram story. I actually did like that white couch you had.
Okay, you did. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very trendy right now.
Thank you. And it's going to be so ugly next year and I'm going to throw away $4,000, but we go with the
trends.
And
white is tough.
And we go with the trends though.
Right. No,
I deserve
you're trendy.
It.
You're trendy.
I was living in my mom's basement for 2 years. Let me get the $4,000 couch, please.
I think that's fair.
So I'm looking for another couch. And I see Ellen DeGeneres has
a home
furniture.
Line. Yeah, no, it's not better than Jenny Kane Home.
No, it's not.
Yes, I actually, when I was in college, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, like my day of move in to go to get like all the stuff for my dorm. And I was looking at this bedspread and it said ED by Ellen DeGeneres. I'm like, excuse me?
Erectile dysfunction.
It makes her so rich. It's like huge for her.
No, it's
she has
no
shoes
way.
Too. Yeah, ED by Ellen.
Why? Okay, well, first of all, I've never heard of it. Second of all, I was so turned off by seeing her name
yeah.
that I didn't even look at what type of couch she had to offer.
But do know, like, while we hate her, there are, like, millions of women, like, who die for her, who've been watching her for right. years, who don't right. care. Like, that's why she's so rich. They watch her show religiously. They buy everything she does. They watch all of her Ellen right. Tube, all those little kids that she, like, puts on contract.
Yeah.
Like, they're obsessed, die for with her.
Yes. Yes, and they watch her every day. I get that.
So, I mean, it's kind of crazy that Ellen is leaving TV because she's been on TV for as long as, like, I've been watching TV. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, like, over her. But what I really do like about Ellen, well, not Ellen, her show, is that the Kardashians, not to bring everything back to the Kardashians, the Kardashians, like, love and trust her. And anytime they have, like, a big interview, they always go on Ellen. And she does a good job. I have to give credit. She does a good job interviewing them. And she, all these celebrities love her. So, like, she gets amazing guests. But even though there's, like, a million talk show hosts who celebrities are friends with, Ellen has this power over people. Everyone goes yeah. on her show. Presidents. Like, yes. It's crazy.
She is extremely talented as an interviewer in a bunch of ways. And you know what? I say I don't like her. I don't like to say that until I know the full scope and the full story. But it does look really bad.
But you know what? I like to think that her, you know, people coming forward about the toxic workplace, I like to think she heard that and changed. You know, let's give yeah. people the benefit yeah. of the doubt.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes, I love that approach.
Okay, we're changing course just a little bit because have you been keeping up with the Jussie Smollett saga?
No.
You haven't?
I mean, I know what happened, mm-hmm. but I have not been keeping up.
So, you know, last week he was sentenced to jail, 5 months in jail and like a couple $100,000 in fines.
No.
Yeah, and he was like in the courtroom screaming like, I'm not suicidal. If anything happens to me, I'm not suicidal. It was crazy. And he had to be like taken out of the courtroom. Yeah. And then his brother posted something basically saying he's been put in what is it called when you're alone in prison?
Isolation
cabin.
Cabin.
Do you ever watch Parent Trap?
No.
Isolation.
No, I've
cabin.
Seen that. My first. Yes, now I remember.
Solitude. Solitary confinement.
Oh my God. Sorry. There it is.
So, and like, it was like this crazy thing. But now Jussie Smollett walks out of jail after the appeal court orders a release. So basically, as far as, you know, let me just read it because I don't want to make sure I like fully understand it. But he is officially out of jail following the decision earlier today. The Illinois appeal court cut short the former Empire star's sentence. And he walked out of Cook County Jail at around 8 p.m. local time. He was surrounded by members of his defense team, family, and other supporters. And his defense attorney told the media that his client only drank water over the past 6 months and ate no food whatsoever. That's interesting. And what I had read was basically like he filed for an appeal. And these days, like the appeals court takes so long. Uh-huh. That by the time they would be able to get him an appeal, he would already be out of jail because it was only a 5 month sentence.
Okay.
So they just let him out because he was a nonviolent offender and he didn't like, you know, hurt anyone or kill anyone. He just like wasted everyone's time and lied.
Right.
Which is a crime, but it's not a violent crime. So he's out of prison and he spent like 6 days in prison.
Why is his defense attorney saying the water and are they trying to do like a mental insanity case?
No, what it sounded like to me was that he was clearly when he was in the courtroom last week and they told him he was going to jail. He's like, I'm not suicidal. He seemed kind of paranoid that something might happen to him. So maybe he didn't eat anything. He didn't want to be poisoned.
Okay, I see.
Or maybe
what you're
I'm
saying.
Watching like too much Orange is the New Black. But
yeah,
but that's
you,
what
you
I,
do like to act a little FBI.
A little dramatic. But that's what I don't know why she shared the statement about water.
No, I don't know either. That's very interesting. I would love to ask her about it. But is he ever getting an acting role ever again?
I don't know.
I think he will.
Me too. Because, you know, I was looking for articles to talk about this morning. And page six, it was like Jussie Smollett, who's best known for his role on Empire. It's like, actually, he's best known for lying to the police and making up a hate crime. Actually, like, not the
actually,
other
actually, 100%.
Well, his sister, Jurnee Smollett, is, like, pretty up and coming. She's pretty popular.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, it happened so long ago that really, even though it was so crazy and so fucked up, like, it just seems, like, less of a big deal now that it was, like, I remember when it was happening and people were outraged. Like, even, the, you know, a really famous, successful guy, it could happen to anyone. And then, like, when we found out he was lying, it was, like, he took advantage of us. Like, everyone was like, but now it's been like a couple years. It was like, was it so bad?
Right? Time heals all wounds, people.
Even though, like, it was a terrible thing to do.
It was.
Like, made light of the whole thing. And people who doubt victims now are going to doubt because of Jussie. Like, mm-hmm. what he did was horrible.
But it was horrible. I do think that because of what he did, he almost might get a role.
You think?
I think.
Well, he's more famous now.
It might be like Sharknado, like one of those types of movies.
Not a role anyone really wants to take, but.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But he has some notoriety now.
That's true.
And I think that he will get a role in something
watch. I do agree that it'll be very interesting to watch what happens to his career, like if he continues to work.
Yeah. That was such a crazy thing.
It was such a crazy time in America. Like, it was just chaotic.
I'm just remembering, like, what?
Speaking of prison, like, total random segue, but people always ask me, like, what my final meal would be. Like, if I ever went to prison, like, what would your final meal be?
That's such a good question. My favorite food in the entire world is sushi. However, I have been to jail.
Oh, my God. So I'm sorry. I forgot you have, like, a mugshot and everything. Let's talk. Sorry. Let's just backtrack really quickly. Can you tell me about the day you were arrested?
So I've been arrested multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yes. One of them, I was actually, there's the drunk tank, and then there's being booked into jail.
And drunk tank is, like, when you're just acting a fool, and they wait for you to sober up, and they let you
basically,
go?
Basically. Okay. Basically. One of my arrests, I was actually booked into the jail. So orange jumpsuit, they took all of my belongings. I had extensions in my hair. They asked me if it was my hair, and I was like, fuck, yes it is. I paid for
it. Were they going to take it out?
They took it out.
How?
On
they
my
cut it?
On, they were clip-ins.
Oh, okay.
I was disgusting back then. Blonde hair, clip-ins falling out of my head all day, just whatever.
Yeah.
On my police report at the top, it says, it has like a star and it says, because they confiscate everything. Mm-hmm. And it said, have her clip-in extensions at the very top. It's incredible. But I was booked into the jail and
What for, may I ask?
Underage, public intoxication, underage drinking, resisting arrest.
In Utah?
Yes.
Thank you for sharing, by the way.
Yeah, by yes, 100%. I do have a mugshot. So
I've seen it on some of your merch.
I have two.
Which one do you like better?
Not the one that is publicized.
Well, that's just how the world works, honestly.
Right?
And what was jail like?
So it was very interesting. I actually made really good friends in there. I had no idea how long I was going to be in there for. I think they were trying to fuck with me a little bit and kind of trying to scare me straight. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you could be in here for up to a week.
Right, you could be on that show, A&E, Scared Straight.
Yes, but the thing is there were women in there for really crazy shit.
Right.
You know, like murder. Intense stuff.
Right.
But anyways, my jail cell, I shared a bunk.
Top or bottom?
I was on the bottom. She was already at the top. Uh-huh. She did not say hi to me. I was young. That was my first time ever there. I was terrified. And so I decided to reach out to her. Although a sweet lady did tell me before I got in there to not talk to anyone, not tell anyone right. What I did. Like, real right. Shit. I didn't
listen.
I didn't listen. And I remember asking the girl on the top bunk, I said, I'm just really, really scared. Do you have any advice for me? Because, you right. know, it seems like you've been here for a while. You're very relaxed up there. And I'll never forget these words. She said, it's scarier out there than it is in here.
Wow.
So
that's chilling.
That's chilling. I'm like, I don't know what you've been up to. She crawled down. But my whole point is the jail food.
No, wait, sorry. I have more questions before we go to the jail food. I'm
You're
sorry.
Like, shut the fuck
so
up.
So how many evenings did you spend in the facility?
I was only there, I think, for maybe 48 hours, which is a long time.
Oh my God, it's an eternity.
An eternity. You can't, I don't have people's phone numbers memorized. I can't call anyone.
Was your family wondering where you were? Did they know?
Oh, they went to the jail. My grandpa walked in, was freaking out, let her out. Like, all she did was, you know, right. get too drunk. But my cellmate came down. So, oh, whoops, sorry.
It's okay.
They gave us food, jail mm-hmm. food.
In the cell or you ate in like a cafeteria?
In the cell. They shove it underneath the door. And I took a bite and I literally spit it out into my napkin and I was repulsed. And
What was it?
Oh my, I think it was like some macaroni, but it wasn't fucking macaroni. And then a roll that was just not a fucking roll. And then like meatloaf that was not fucking meatloaf.
Right, right.
It was horrifying.
Oh my God.
And I, my cellmate comes down from the bottom bunk. This is the first time she's come down. And she asked if she could have my plate of food. That was the only thing she really said to me besides the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. And she took the tray and she went back up to her bunk. And mm-hmm. that was it. She was really scary. I was really scared to be in there. Of course. Like, what is she going to do to me? But anyways, the food is actually really, really, really fucking bad. So.
Oh, back to Jussie Smollett. Yeah.
With my experience, I wouldn't go for sushi. I would. Oh, my God. I would have to go. I think steak.
I forgot the original question. I've been so wrapped up in your storytelling. Well, you know what? You remember Alexis Nyers, Pretty Wild, Bling Ring?
Yes, yes.
So she came on the show and she struggled with addiction. And at the height of her addiction is when she got arrested. Mm-hmm. And she said she spent the first couple nights in jail going through withdrawal because obviously she didn't have any drugs in jail. Mm. And the way the picture she painted, she said literally the first night in prison, the picture she painted, it was horrifying.
It's the scariest fucking thing in the entire world. I didn't know when I would get out.
Right.
They give you little recess breaks. And besides that, you're no sunlight. In a tiny little cell. And all you have access to are some bullshit books.
Right. How old were you?
That time.
Well, you were underage drinking, right?
Yes. So I want to say I was 18, 19.
Oh, that's so young.
Very young. It was the most traumatic thing. And I couldn't talk to the outside world. Mm-hmm. The only person I could talk to was a bail bondsman. And right. I was crying to him and he was very nice. And he calmed me down. I did make friends in there though. I did.
You still talk to them?
No, I didn't get their phone numbers. I think all of us were a little bit distraught.
Were they your age?
There was one girl that I just was, it was like a magnetic field mm-hmm. that I went to her. She was my age. She didn't look like she had maybe murdered someone, right. You know? But they were nice in there.
Okay.
You know, there's definitely cliques. Like they of form course. Cliques in there.
Right.
And I'm sitting there. I'm fuck, I don't know what clique I belong in. I don't know how long I'm going
to
be in here.
Can I ask you a question? Did you go to college?
Yes.
And was applying to college a journey? Was that on your record?
No, but it's fucked with other things that I've tried to get.
Right. Like apartments?
Not. Actually, yes, because every time I get a background check, right. It does show up and it's so minor. It's not mm-hmm. a felony. I did get a felony, but it was taken off.
Okay.
For forgery, which sounds really, really bad, right? Mm-hmm. I was on the cover of Busted newspaper, which was a Utah newspaper for anyone who got arrested that week. It was at every 7-Eleven, every gas station all around Utah. I was the front cover. It said I got arrested for forgery because I had used a fake ID.
Oh, the drama.
And people were like, were you forging checks?
Right, that's and you want to work in finance.
Right?
Right.
And so it was just really messed up. But it's Utah, there's no crime. And right. So they're just going after, Ford. You know.
So it has it's followed you in your life quite a bit.
Not, it hasn't been detrimental, but I mean, do you know what global entry is?
Oh, are you not eligible?
I applied and they denied me and I appealed it and they denied me again.
Oh my God,
and
is that why?
I wrote a 3-page essay as to why I shouldn't be held, I shouldn't be getting in trouble for stuff I did right. 8 years uh-huh. ago. They don't care. They don't want me on. They don't want me traveling globally that easily.
Well, can I tell you something? I'm not a global entry member. And at certain airports, and that's why I always fly internationally into JFK, they have this thing called Mobile Passport. It's an app that you download that nobody knows about. And I don't even wish I was not blowing it up on the spot right now. The line is shorter than global entry. And you get through my friend Brian, he's a traveler. He has global entry. When we travel internationally, I have my Mobile Passport. We get through in the same exact amount of time.
No way.
Yep. It's as you're on the plane. You have 3 hours before you land to fill out the information on mobile entry and you just go right through.
Okay. My life has completely changed.
Don't feel bad about it. I don't have global entry forever. Either. And I'm a big traveler and it's just because I'm too lazy to go to Brooklyn to do the appointment.
Oh, I tried to get global entry for over a year. That's how dedicated I was.
That is so interesting. Thank you for sharing all of that. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Do you still feel triggered by it? You have dreams
no.
about jail?
Oh my God. No. I was out of control. I probably deserve to go in there, honestly.
I feel it's a lot of people. Personally, my worst nightmare, when I have crazy nightmares, it's about going to jail. It's something I'm most afraid of.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's common for a lot of people.
Being convicted wrongly of something is just one being of the worst
in, it's not even about the trial, just it's not about the crime, it's just being in prison. Mm-hmm. So you've kind of faced head on what I think a lot of people are in their lives most afraid of. You're a fucking scary ass bitch.
It made me the woman I am today. Hi, my I'm wearing the hoodie.
Oh yeah, is that your merch?
Yes.
Where can people get it?
They can get it at sophiafranklin.com. the merch says our attorney will get us out of everything because I'm 18 years old. I do not have an attorney. Mm-hmm. My family does not have that type of money mm-hmm. where I should be saying anything remotely near right. that. And when the police were arresting me, I told my friend to shut the fuck up, that our attorney would get us out of everything.
It's like something you probably saw on TV.
Literally on TV, literally probably thought it made me sound rich and cool. And yeah. it's so cringy. And it's in my police report. The cop actually wrote it down.
That is so cringy. I'm dying. Well, now you're iconic, making money off though. Of it. Iconic.
It is.
No, and you know what? You are now in the perfect business because, first of all, your life as someone who's been to prison, endless episodes. And nobody cares if you have a record when you're a podcaster.
No one. I'm in the right business. That's yeah. for sure.
How did you get the job in finance?
That was actually tricky. It was an issue and I did have to write and explain. Statement. But also finance, I mean, they let some shit slide.
No, I mean, okay? Everyone in finance goes to jail eventually. Yeah, actually. You just skipped a step. Okay, we've got one more story with Sophia, and it's brought to you by Boll & Branch. They make the softest organic sheets on the market, and they get better with every wash. And comfort isn't their only standard. They use 100% sustainable raw materials, and as the first fair trade certified manufacturer of linen, you can feel as good about your Boll & Branch sheets as they feel against your skin. So Boll & Branch sheets are on my bed, they're on my pillows, I have their throw blankets, I literally have everything from them. They're the best brand on the planet. I'm a Boll & Branch ride or die. I actually found out about Boll & Branch before they were a sponsor from Rach Parcell because they're good enough for Rach Parcell's big ass Utah mansion. Then they're good enough for my little apartment. Mm-hmm. So I have the signature hemmed sheets from Boll & Branch. It's their best seller. They're buttery soft, lightweight, organic cotton in a classic sateen weave for sheets that get softer over time. It's not too cool and it's not too hot. It's the perfect year-round sheets for most sleepers. Boll & Branch focuses on quality over quantity, so they don't have an inflated thread count because more isn't always better. Experience the best sheets you've ever felt at BollandBranch.com. Get 15% off your first set of sheets when you use promo code TOAST at checkout. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TOAST. Now, our final story is some disappointing news to people who don't want to pay for Netflix, because this might be the end of sharing Netflix passwords.
No.
Netflix knows you share your password, and soon you might have to start paying for the privilege. Over the last year, Netflix has been working on a way to enable members who share outside their household to do so easily and securely while also paying a bit more. I like how they're making it seem like they're helping us. Like, you're going to do it more securely. Who cares?
Who cares?
As a part of that effort, over the next 2 weeks, Netflix will roll out two test features in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru called Extra Member and Profile Transfer. With Extra Member, people who subscribe to Netflix standard and premium plans can pay to add an account for up to two people they don't live with. Those extra members will have access just like any other Netflix account, including their own profile and login, but at a discounted rate. So you're still paying a membership. They don't understand. We don't need it to be all fancy. Like, people are using fucking Netflix passwords from people they dated 10 years ago. And it's like, yes. No one's getting hurt.
No one is getting hurt. They're using that as a cover up.
No, they just raised their prices. And then they made these like family plans. So like, me and my family, we all have different profiles. We're paying more. Like, leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
Don't you have enough money?
I was just going to say that I'm all about being greedy, but Netflix has enough money. They've made enough questionable movies.
They paid literally Adam Sandler $300 million for like a couple movies. Like, they obviously have indispensable wealth. Like, fuck insane. Off. Leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
It ain't right.
Oh my gosh. Do you think they're going to really enforce it?
And well, they're going to test it. They are. Like, Netflix, when you're that big, no one's going to cancel their Netflix over this right. because people can't live without Netflix. When you're it's that monopoly. Powerful.
Right. We can't do anything about it.
Do you pay for your own Netflix?
I don't pay for any streaming service. I have everyone's password.
Whose Netflix do you use? In my family, like, we all take on different things. Like, I don't pay for Netflix. I don't pay for Hulu. But I do. I think I pay for the HBO Max and I give it to everyone.
I have. There are some passwords that I logins that I don't even know who they are. Oh, but wow. Mostly ex-boyfriends. Yeah. Maybe a couple from my mom. Mm-hmm. Spotify's my mom, but the rest are just dudes.
It's like so annoying. Like, now we're paying for so many subscriptions. I still have cable. Are you a cable girly?
Yes.
Which cable do you have in New York?
I got Verizon.
That's a good one.
Is that the better way to go than Spectrum?
So I have like a really warm place in my heart for Spectrum. It's like what I grew up with. That doesn't mean it's the best, but it's like the interface I'm most comfortable with, and it reminds me of home. I just like love it. And I switched out of it, and I felt this like gaping hole in my heart for Spectrum.
Wow.
But if you are not a loser like me,
I'm like, whoa, Verizon, whoa. That's some attachment.
Verizon's something. Like the fastest. It's the best one.
Okay. See, neither of those exist in Utah. So I had to
What did you have in Utah? Xfinity?
Xfinity. And then what is the other one? There's another Optimum? One. I don't know. Dish. Do you remember Dish with the satellite?
Xfinity is actually really good. I like it.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, I think Verizon's the best.
Me too. They don't have Xfinity here.
Oh, okay.
It's like a regional thing. I think they have it in Boston, but they don't have it here.
Got it. Got it.
Or if they do. I don't know anyone who does.
I cannot believe you were that attached to...
I have issues.
But actually.
Yeah, no, I love Spectrum. It's just like this random thing that like brings me comfort. Like it just reminds me of like growing up with my sisters. I know it's like really weird.
No, that's so interesting. I'm trying to think if there's some random like attachment I have to something.
Were you the type of kid who like brought their own teddy bear blankets to sleepovers?
No.
No, I just found out my husband podcasted with me on Tuesday that he was.
And he left, was that kid.
And he grew up in the city and he left his bear in a cab after a sleepover and it was like the worst day of his life.
Was he also the kid that in the middle of the night would ask for his parents to pick him up?
That's literally what I asked him, yes. And here's the real kicker. He was the kid in the middle of the night. He was a kid who went to sleepovers, brought his own teddy bear, and also brought his own fan.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
A Honeywell black fan. Yeah, he brought it with him everywhere, he said.
Like a face fan?
No, or like a plug-in fan. The,
yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Claudia, no.
I swear to God.
To plug into the wall.
Yeah.
That it's the cutest thing I've ever heard, but like the craziest.
And also
thing.
Just know, like when my husband was younger, he was like obese. So like that's why he was probably really hot. He'll admit it to you.
He needed the fan. Wait, how is it recording with him?
Oh my God.
Okay. Do you do it a lot?
No. Well, I do it like Jackie does it and I do it. He always fills in for one of us. And it's like, oh, we have a very interesting dynamic and like we bicker.
Uh-huh.
And then when you put that on a podcast, people feel weird and they tell you your marriage is like trash. And for me, like I get so much shit for everything. But like when people start...
People saying, tell you your marriage is trash?
I'm so mean to Ben. Like, you guys have a fucked up dynamic.
Oh, I mean, of course.
That's like one thing I can't take heat on. Like, I have gotten shit backlash for a million things.
You're sensitive about that.
I'm so, I try to honestly avoid. We were going to do a podcast together because, like, it's so fun. But the critiques about my marriage, like, are so tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on Tuesday and, like, I was, like, literally acting like a different person. Like, it's just who I am. I'm, like, critical and, like, I joke, I poke fun. And, so is Ben, and like we're used to that dynamic. But if you're new to, you're just listening. Like you, I guess you could be like, Claudia's a bitch. So I was just
being protective of him, almost.
On Tuesday, like I was literally. You should read the comments on this YouTube. Like people were like, "Who is this person?" Like
you're like Honey Bear.
I'm like, oh my God, you're so sweet. I love you. Like, and that's just not how I am. Like I'm like this New York Jew. I'm very to the point. I'm tough. And it rubs people the wrong way. So I honestly, like, I would love to podcast with him more, but I have like trauma.
Well, I also have trauma because of all that shit that happened. And I'm really curious in my next relationship if I even want to make it public or not.
Right. No, I know we spoke about that last time a little bit. Like, it's definitely something that scarred you.
Yes.
Right.
And I don't know. It's hard because it's your life. And so you want to share.
But you also need to protect certain things in your life.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think?
Like, well, I think it depends. Are you dating a celebrity? Are you dating a private person?
I mean, like, if I'm dating a celebrity, that's going everywhere and it's elevating my celebrity.
Right. Like how private is this person? It depends on the person. Also, they might have something to say like, no, I don't want to be on it. You know?
Yeah. I think that they would be totally down to be on it. They're not a celebrity at all.
Are you talking about a specific person in your life right now?
Just a teeny tiny bit.
Oh, okay. So there is an actual person. I thought we were being hypothetical.
We are being hypothetical because it's way too early and it takes me months and months and months to even be like, I'm there. Entertaining this.
Honestly, after what you'd been through, like I wouldn't be shocked and I wouldn't blame you for keeping that shit private.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And I think I would be the same way as you. There's certain relationships that are it's
protected.
Yes, it's too much.
And you'll never regret being private about it, but you will regret being public about it.
Yeah.
That's my sage advice.
And I mean, I think I've heard stories from people saying being public about it can ruin a relationship.
No, and like I know of YouTubers who have like, you know, blown up their partners and then their partners get divorced and they're like now they have a platform to talk shit about you when you gave them that motherfucking platform.
Right.
So honestly, I'd say no.
Okay, I like that answer.
And I like you, and I love you for being here. Thank you so much, and thanks for sharing all that jail stuff. That was super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, Sophia has a podcast. It's called Sophia with an F. She drops episodes every week. It's so great. You have tons of guests. She's in New York now. She's going to be on the toast as much as we need her to be.
Literally.
And, yeah, the merch is sophiafranklin.com.
Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram is just Sophia Franklin. Sophia with an S, Franklin with a Y.
You just said Sophia with an S.
Oh, fuck. Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. Sophia Yanklin. And... And I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to promote?
You know what? I just found out what my TikTok handle was yesterday, and I still don't know what it is. It's Sophia Franklin Zero.
Yeah, do you follow me back on TikTok? Because I'm always seeing your TikToks.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm not. I mean, I think I do.
I think you should. Like, but I do put a lot of time and effort into my TikTok.
I do have someone help me with my TikTok.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
You have to forgive me, but this was amazing, Claudia. You're like the best. I really, really want to come back.
Your TikTok is playing.
I'm on TikTok right now because I'm so bored. Just kidding. I really want to do with it with Jackie.
I know, really. I know. She'll probably be like back in the podcasting space in like 1 or 2 months, but let's give her, I don't know, Maybe more, maybe less.
No, we're not.
We're not putting pressure on women. Mm-mm. No, we don't do that.
No.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast. We're back tomorrow with our final episode of the week with Josh Peck. And if you haven't read his book, we're going to be going really in depth. I'm about to finish it. It's so good. So pick it up on Amazon. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found, like Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us. The Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday's episode.
Bye. Bye.